Hi, Stuart Walter, the CEO's Secret Weapon. I am back with another episode, and thank you to one of our listeners who's connected through LinkedIn and basically requested some further information on resilience. So this is obviously a topic that's, I guess, pretty close to me. Look, I do work with some incredible athletes. Well, of course I do. What is it now? 41 world champions. And one of the things they do have is resilience. And there's a huge amount of interconnection that goes on between trust, belief, resilience, determination, focus, long-term goals. And what I find is there's so many people out there saying, you just have to do this, you just have to do that. And that's really good advice. You just have to. It's also down to the fact that your mind is doing exactly what it's designed to do, which is protect you. Resilience implies that you're pushing, pushing, pushing. Now, if you're pushing too hard, your brain actually wants to slow you down to protect you. So resilience is something that it creates this internal conflict. And this is why I love working with the elites in sport and business, because I love getting people through those barriers where they realize that, I don't know if resilience is really the word, but it's more understanding, it's more strategy that helps you get through this. So I'll just cover the email that I had. I won't mention names because obviously everything is a little bit personal and confidential with everything I do. So the comment was, I talk a fair bit about false expectations appearing real. And I think there's a link to a potential lack of resilience that brings those feelings to the fore. Would be good to hear your experiences with athletes and business owners who have found this struggle and found a way to overcome challenges and adversity through becoming more resilient. Now that was one of the comments. We've gone backwards and forwards, and I did send a few little bits and pieces of information. What I find interesting in the first thing is, I talk a fair bit about false expectations appearing real. Now, you would have heard this. False expectations appearing real. Fear. And one thing when I hear that, it's just one of those throwaway comments. It's just false expectations appearing real. And I normally throw that back at the person saying it. So what do you mean by false expectations? Oh, it's fear. No, no, no. What does that mean to you? What does false expectations appearing real mean to you? Most people have no idea. So I want you to have incredible and huge expectations of yourself. So why the comment false expectations? False expectations is basically you're not even believing yourself to start with. Correct? Appearing real. Sorry, but when you're in these moments, emotions, they're real. Everything is real. Okay, your thoughts are real. Your actions are real. Your behaviors are real. Everything you're doing is real. So what do you mean appearing real? Okay, this is why I like to question a lot of these throwaway one-liners. Oh, I just made a mistake. Sorry, no one makes mistakes. It's a decision to do something. It was a spare of the moment decision. Did you choose to make a mistake? Well, if you did, it was an intention. Okay, if you planned to fail and you did, was it a mistake? No, because you planned to. Okay, this is why the wording is so important. And My next episode, I'm going to talk about communication. Because communication is not just a one or two step process. Okay, communication is not just you and someone else. Communication is internal and external. It's conscious, unconscious. Okay, it's between couples, it's between partners, it's between business colleagues. It's communication is everything. And if you talk about the human mind and behavior, okay, communication is only 7% words. The rest of it is nonverbal. It's tone, it's gesture, it's speed, it's tempo. So think about it. You got some incredible abilities within you and incredible knowledge. You can really make some major changes for not just yourself, but conversation between people. So let's get back to this fear statement. False expectations appearing real. Okay, we want maximum expectations of yourself. And everything that you do is real. Okay, even dreams have a certain level of reality. Okay, you've ever heard that, turning dreams into reality? What if we just said, oh, dreams don't occur? They're not real. Okay. So what we do know is reality. The reality is you've got expectations of yourself. Are they false? Well, if you have your expectations of yourself, they are real. If they're someone else's expectations of you, they may be false. Bearing in mind, some people's expectations of you might be 10% of what you're capable of. Some people's expectations might be double what you believe you're capable of doing. So what is false expectations? Now, this fear statement, okay, let's just remove that for now. I've probably got you to question that a fair bit. Let's get back on track. Resilience. Resilience cannot occur unless you've got action. Action cannot occur without thoughts. Thoughts cannot occur without what? So where do your thoughts come from? And I've been through this before. Your results come from your actions. Your actions come from your thoughts. Your thoughts come from... Isn't that amazing? Or your head. No, of course they come from your head, but what generates them? Okay? Need, intention, imagination. Imagination is the key to everything. Mobile phone, not possible without imagination. A car is not possible without imagination. And as soon as you have imagination, then your thoughts start going, one, do we need it? Or two, is it just one of those things that would be nice to have? Think about it. I mean, the inventor of a car, probably going, why create this? Because everyone's got a horse and a carriage. Why would you need something that drives itself? So think about what we're going through here. Think about resilience. Resilience requires imagination to start with. Then it requires thoughts. This is where most people fail. It's not in the action, it's in the thoughts. Okay, because the thoughts do lead to action. But if you think, oh, that's not possible, guess what? You're not going to take any action, correct? Okay, sitting on the couch and thinking I've got to run a multi-billion dollar business, guess what? That's just not action. Why? Because the thoughts are saying, got no motivation, got no drive, no, got no nothing. So let's come back to resilience. Resilience is keeping yourself on track. Okay, resilience. Motivation is not possible without direction. So if you don't have a direction, you're not going to have motivation. If you don't have motivation, you're not having action. If you don't have action, there's no need to be resilient. See, resilient in all aspects of life, this is what we need to do. And everything in life, and this is what I've worked with amazing athletes, is the fact that, say, for example, it might be a professional golfer. Okay, this is a similar situation. Okay. Sometimes the issue with their performance is not golf. It might be life. It's traveling, it's touring, it's finances, it's relationships, it's family. That could be the reason why they're not performing well on the golf course. Okay, because you got to look at these golfers. Okay, they're traveling and touring the world and you think, oh, that lifestyle is amazing. But what happens if you've just had or your wife's pregnant? Oh, assuming male golfer, I do apologize. What happens if your partner is pregnant and you're traveling the world? What happens if you can't be there for the first concert that your child goes to? What happens if you've got a sick pet that's been with you through thick and thin and you can't be there? What happens if your partner's got an emotional need, requirement, an issue, a sickness? There's a potential there for huge resentment for the sport you do. There's guilt that you're fact that you're not actually there. And some of these things, when all of a sudden you now start getting supported because you're at home, guess what? You're not earning. Then you feel guilty about the sport. Okay, resilience is focused on one end result. Resilience is, and this is an incredible comment. What are you resisting? Resilient. Why do you need drive? Why do you need motivation? What is it, persistence that you want? Okay, and I find a lot of self-appointed gurus that are out there saying, just grind, hustle, push. You know the ones. You know the ones that are push, 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 push. And unfortunately, there's people like yourselves out there and go, but I need resilience because I'm not able to push and push and push. Well, guess what? Your brain is not designed to have constant pushing. When you understand what success takes, When you understand that it's not about pushing, it's about stopping, it's about focusing on the end result, it's about coming back into yourself and creating the ultimate version of you. So then when the motivation is there, then you'll go and there is no resistance. Therefore, you don't need resilience. When you find that you're on the right track, it's simple. Now, I'm not sure if I've been through this before. I'm going to share the understanding of body surfing. You understand body surfing? Obviously, we're in Australia, so yeah, probably most people have done it or understand it. So in countries where they're in the middle of a desert, okay, you see an ocean, you see a wave, you see people throwing themselves in front of it and riding it all the way to the shore. You think that's pretty cool. Now let's look at three different versions of body surfing. You've got the people standing on the shore. Let's call them tourists that have never been to the beach before, and they're walking into the ocean. They think it's just water, and then a big wave comes that absolutely barrels them backwards and they land on the sand and covered in sand and water and wet and soaking, and all they wanted to do is to get a selfie near the ocean with their phone. Smack. Then you've got what I call the entrepreneurial body surfers. You know the ones, and you might be one of them. Going 100 miles an hour to the shore. You are using every bit of energy. Push, 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 push. Get there first, get there first, get there fast. In the meantime, what's happening? Waves are sucking you back into them. You're getting dragged back into the waves. And you're in the wrong position because you're not looking at them. So the waves are going to either land on you, barrel you. They're going to wash over you. Or you're going to be in the wrong position where they just kind of wash over the top of you or underneath you. And you are going to get worn out. And you get to shore absolutely exhausted. And you had that single point of focus. And the rest of your life is probably, if you look at finances, you look at health, you look at happiness, you look at love, they're probably all crashed. Next to those people that just want a selfie with a wave. Then, when you understand how body surfing works, it's a matter of going out to the back of the ocean. It's relaxing, it's floating, it's enjoying. It's getting that position. So as soon as you can visually see one of these waves, you position yourself. You swim either out to it or drag yourself in closer. You move left, you move right. You check the path of activity. So what that means is when you're on the wave, check back to the ocean, see which way you're going. Is it clear? Is there other waves there? Are there other people there? Are there rocks? These are the things you need to understand. Then, when you position yourself in the right place, you know that the path is clear. You're looking back in a few short, sharp bursts as a wave picks you up, it's boof, and you're off. You're out in front of this wave. You're paddling to keep in front of it, keeping your body tight and stiff, and you're zooming past all the entrepreneurials that are absolutely exhausted. And then you glide into the sand. And there you are, seeing and surrounded by people that are being smashed by these waves, laying on the sand and giving up. Now here's a thought for you. These waves are exactly the same. They're exactly the same waves. It's how you choose to ride them. Think about resilience. Most people say, I want resilience. Why? Because they're not able to push, 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 push. You're not designed that way. I've got 3-time world Ironwoman champion triathlon that I've worked with. Couldn't push through barriers, couldn't break it. My mind is weak. No, no, sorry, your mind is strong. It's just stopped a 3-time world champion. Resilience. Ask yourself the question, do you need it? You need it if you want to push yourself, but guess what? The more you try and push yourself physically, emotionally, financially, guess what? The world is going to push back on you. Which is why you then go, oh, but everyone else says you have to push, push, push. Yeah. What you'll also do there is you're going to fail because you're pushing. Your mind is going to break. Your body is going to break. Then your self-esteem, your confidence, and everything is going to be smashed because you think, I'm no good, I can't do it. Resilience. As soon as you start thinking, I need resilience, that's probably a cue to stop, to switch off, to go out the back of the waves and float around, to sit down at home and watch a movie, to go out and have a coffee with your friends, to watch something funny on TV, to stop working with that intense focus, just to stop. And yeah, there's going to be people out there that question this. There's going to be people that question this approach. It's a different paradigm. And what I can say to you is with the CEOs I've worked with, the companies, the corporations, the teams, the athletes, no one gets worse results by switching off, by focusing on themselves, by taking time to focus on health and happiness and love. Every person will benefit by switching off. And my question to so many people is, do you want to be switched on? Oh, I always want to be switched on. Guess what? To be able to switch on, you need to be able to switch off. Listen to that again. To be able to switch on, you need to switch off. And this is the hardest thing for business people, for athletes, switching off. Resilience will be there. The ability to stay on the same path will be there when your mind understands that, right, next time I tell you, you need a bit of a break, guess what it's going to do? It's going to give you that. You're going to listen to yourself. You're going to give it a break. So then your resilience to stick to the path when the motivation is there, when that wave is there, take it. And if you're not ready to take it, stay floating around the back of the wave. You don't need to take every wave. Stop. Refocus. Focus on why you want to go that way. Focus on why you want that end result. So think about resilience. Resilience, yes, it is a fear-based response. Fear. Think about it. Your existing results equal your potential minus your fear. Your existing results equal your potential minus your fear. If your existing results aren't good, understand that the difference is fear. What is fear? Fear of success, fear of failure. Okay, it could be your unconscious mind going, yeah, I could push, but physically and emotionally, financially, I need to take a break. If you're trying to push by saying, I need resilience, guess what? You're going to break because you're not listening to yourself. So for me, resilience is the false expectation. You don't need resilience. You just need the ability to stick to something, and it's easy to stick to something when your head's in the right space. And yes, as we say, in all aspects of life, whether it's entrepreneurial. How many people know entrepreneurs that might be wealthy in their business, but happiness, crash. Health, crash. Love, crash. Do you want that level of success? Or would you like to, in all aspects of life, be successful? Because everything runs in parallel. If you want resilience in one aspect of life, I can guarantee it's showing up in every other aspect. It's going to be showing up in happiness and health and love and wealth and investments. It's going to show up in every level of activity you're doing. And understand this just in either business or life or sport or happiness or health. And generally all the other parallels will resolve themselves. So take time this week to understand where you need resilience. The belief that you actually need it, do you? Or is it you just need to be able to switch off, to refocus on the future? Again, resilience implies that you're taking action. If you're not taking action, you don't need resilience. I'm Stuart Walter, the CEO's secret weapon. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.